appreciating him. This is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. The psalmist said, bless the Lord, O my soul, all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Let's magnify him this morning for his loving kindness. Let's thank him for his faithfulness at night. Bless the Lord, O my soul, all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Let's thank him for the gift of life. Ezekiah said, it is the living that will praise you as I'm doing this day. Let's name our blessing and count them one by one. God has been faithful. Lift up your voice, appreciate him, give him the glory and honor that is due to his name. Let's thank him this morning. They go from strength to strength. Every one of them that appear before God in Zion. This is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. There is none like unto him. Beautiful for situation. The joy of the whole heart. Are you magnifying him this morning? Register your presence before the Almighty. He has not called us to seek him in vain. This morning, upon this mountain, that is deliverance, that is holiness, and we are going to possess our possession. Lift up your voice, make your expectation known unto the Lord. Lord, I'm here before you this morning. I receive the spirit of supplication and intercession. Lift up your voice, speak to the Lord this morning. Lord, do something new in my life. Father, I ask for fresh oil. I ask for fresh grace. Empower me this morning. Strengthen me with might. In my inner man, my eyes are on you. You said the expectation of the righteous shall not be cut short. This morning, I desire an encounter with you. Speak to the Lord. Speak to the Lord. Father, we thank you this morning. We appreciate you. We give you all the glory. Thank you, Jesus. We celebrate your faithfulness. There is none like unto you. Blessed be the name of the Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed.
Glory must be to the Lord, for he is worthy of our praise. No man on earth should give glory to himself. All the glory of kings and the Lord of lords. We praise your name.
Please put your hands together for the Lord and take your seat. I have dominion. Shortly we shall be on our feet to give thanks unto the Lord this morning. And when we rise, we shall be thanking him in this manner, saying, Father, thank you for filling the entire Canaan and all our viewing centers around the world with your cloud of glory all through Shiloh 2019. Second Chronicles chapter 5, verse 13 and 14. We are told that it came to pass as the trumpeters were as one praising the Lord, the house was filled with a cloud of glory, so much more that the priests could not stand to minister. Shall we rise on our feet this morning, lift our voice unto the Father with a heart of gratitude this morning? Say, Father, thank you for filling the entire Canaan and all our viewing centers around the world with your cloud of glory all through Shiloh 2019. Hey, someone thanking the Lord this morning, lift your voice and give him the glory this morning. Say, Father, thank you. Thank you for filling the entire Canaan and all our viewing centers around the world with your cloud of glory all through Shiloh 2019. Lift your voice this morning. Let's return back to him with a heart of gratitude. Let's celebrate him this morning. Let's give him glory for filling the entire Canaan and all our viewing centers around the world with his cloud of glory all through Shiloh 2019. Lift your voice. Let's return back to him like that leper with a loud voice this morning. Say, Father, thank you for filling the entire Canaan and all our viewing centers around the world with your cloud of glory all through Shiloh 2019, in the name of Jesus. Father, we have returned to thank you, Jesus, for filling the entire Canaan and all our viewing centers around the world with your cloud of glory all through Shiloh 2019, in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you, Jesus. We have returned with a heart of gratitude this morning, not unto us, but unto you. Give glory and honor. Bible says it's a good thing, so give thanks unto the Lord. Father, we have returned this morning thanking you for filling the entire Canaan and all our viewing centers around the world with your cloud of glory all through Shiloh 2019. We saw your hand so mighty, so great, so awesome. Father, we thank you for filling the entire Canaan and all our viewing centers around the world with your cloud of glory all through Shiloh 2019. Father, we thank you. Is someone thanking the Lord this morning? Let him hear your voice of thanksgiving. Let him hear your voice of thanksgiving. It's a good thing, so give thanks unto the Lord. Father, we thank you, Jesus. We have returned to thank you for filling the entire Canaan and all our viewing centers around the world with your cloud of glory all through Shiloh 2019. Father, we thank you. We have never seen it in this form. We have never seen it in this fashion. Father, we have returned to give you all the glory. We have returned to give you all the honor. Now begin to thank him in the Holy Ghost. He that thank him in the Holy Ghost, thank him well. Wave your hands to him. Give him the glory. Give him the honor. Father, we thank you. Blessed be your name. In Jesus' glorious name, we have given thanks. Give the Lord a big hand this morning, and please take your seat.
I have dominion. Next this morning, we'll be rising up to pray, saying, Father, thank you for seasons of unstoppable advancement and enlightenment as an aftermath of Shiloh 2019 for this commission. Isaiah chapter 54, verse 2 and 3, paraphrase, said, enlarge the place of thy tent and let them stretch forth. For thou shalt break forth on the right and on the left, and thy seed shall inherit the Gentiles. Let's rise on our feet this morning as we take this thanksgiving prayer from the depth of our saying, Father, thank you for seasons of unstoppable advancement and enlightenment as an aftermath of Shiloh 2019 for this commission. Somebody is thanking him from the depth of his heart. Lift up your voice and let the Lord hear your voice of thanksgiving this morning. Father, thank you for seasons of unstoppable advancement and enlightenment as an aftermath of Shiloh 2019 for this commission. Father, thank you for seasons of unstoppable advancement and enlightenment as an aftermath of Shiloh 2019 for this commission. Is somebody thanking him? Lift up your voice and let the Lord hear your voice of thanksgiving this morning. Our Father, we thank you for seasons of unstoppable advancement and enlightenment as an aftermath of Shiloh 2019 for this commission. Father, thank you because you are enlarging this commission in every facet in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Somebody thanking him. Lift up your voice and let the Lord hear your voice of thanksgiving this morning. He said, for thou shalt break forth on the right and on the left. They shall be the portion of this commission, even as an aftermath of Shiloh 2019. Father, thank you for seasons of unstoppable advancement and enlargement as an aftermath of Shiloh 2019 for this commission. This commission shall be breaking forth on the right and on the left in all facets as an aftermath of Shiloh 2019. Indeed, it shall be unstoppable advancement for this commission. That's why this morning we have come with a heart of gratitude this morning to thank you for your unstoppable advancement and enlargement, even as an aftermath of Shiloh 2019 for this commission. There shall be all manner of breaking forth for this commission, enlargement on every front in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Somebody thanking him this morning. Lift up your voice. Remember, you can thank him in understanding, and you can equally thank him in the Holy Ghost. Our Father, we have come with a heart of gratitude this morning for this commission. There shall be unstoppable advancement and enlightenment, even as an aftermath of Shiloh 2019 for this commission. Father, thank you. Father, thank you for seasons of unstoppable advancement and enlightenment as an aftermath of Shiloh 2019 for this commission. Now thank him in the Holy Ghost. Le Moshandia no Santiago. Balete Polake alo Sheba. Etaloka Barado Sentia. Neno Satanda Tiako Sanda. Le Logo Radialo Shela Brodo Seziale Brada. Neto Sanda. E Posonta. E Mano Sandia Dosagialo Tambradi. E Pradiala. Le Bosiaba. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. For there shall be indeed seasons of unstoppable advancement and enlightenment for this commission because of Shiloh 2019. Are you thanking him in the Holy Ghost? Masolam Brodo, Gezina no Shatanda, Gezuziziala, Baroto Sandia to Sandia Kodala, Igazona to Shandi. Lift up your hands, appreciate him again, give him glory, give him honor. Father, thank you. In Jesus' wonderful name, we have given thanks. Please be seated as you give the Lord a big hand.
I have dominion. We shall be praying, saying, Father, thank you for destroying all interferences of the devil against the continuous growth of this church. Revelation chapter 12, verse 11, they overcame by the blood of the Lamb and by the words of their testimony. Please rise this morning as we lift our voice, saying, Father, thank you for destroying all interferences of the devil against the continuous growth of this church. Lift your voice and lift your hands and give thanks to the Lord, saying, Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you for destroying all interferences of the devil against the continuous growth of this church. We give you all the glory. We give you all the praise. Father, thank you for destroying all interferences of the devil. We thank you for destroying all interferences of the devil against the continuous growth of this church. We give you thanks this morning. We lay it to heart to honor you. We lay it to heart to magnify you. We celebrate your name. Father, thank you for destroying all interferences of the devil against the continuous growth of this church. Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you for destroying all interferences of the devil against the continuous growth of this church. Lift your hands and lift your voice. Thank him in your understanding. Thank him in the spirit, saying, Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you for destroying all interferences of the devil. Thank you for destroying all interferences of the devil against the continuous growth of this church. We give you thanks. We give you honor. We bless your holy name. We lift your name on high. Father, thank you for destroying all interferences of the devil against the continuous growth of this church. Someone lift your voice some more this morning. Give God thanks intensely. Give him thanks with a loud voice, saying, Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you for destroying all interferences of the devil against the continuous growth of this church. We give you glory. We give you praise. We give you honor. We magnify your holy name. We thank you for destroying all interferences of the devil against the continuous growth of this church. To you alone be the praise. To you alone be the honor. To you alone be the adoration. Father, thank you. Father, thank you. Father, thank you for destroying all interferences of the devil against the continuous growth of this church. We bless your holy name. Someone lift your hands and lift your voice. Give God thanks in the spirit. Give him thanks in your understanding. Father, thank you for destroying all interferences of the devil against the continuous growth of this church. We bless and magnify your name. We hallow you, Lord, this morning. We celebrate you, our Father. Thank you for destroying all interferences of the devil. Thank you for destroying all interferences of the devil against the continuous growth of this church. We bless your holy name. We give you thanks. We give you glory. We give you honor. Neto sapraninia shahamdakia. Lebrane suzum breketanina. Tombrekatia lin shalambra ketuzali keteri. Raden dominanta clatonisuzabinerialata. Reden cleposizan interiano shapananda suzaya. Father, thank you for destroying all interferences of the devil against the continuous growth of this church. Meklania to sapina. Neto shamne manan crotozomine cretania. We give you glory. We give you thanks. We give you honor. Thank you, our Father, for destroying all interferences of the devil against the continuous growth of this church. Someone lift your voice some more this morning. Give him all the glory. Wave your hands to him. Father, thank you. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Give Jesus a big hand and please take your seat.
I have dominion. Next, we are praying, saying, Father, thank you for granting us dominion, order of favor, thereby opening impossible doors to us this year. Esther chapter 5, verses 1-4, paraphrase,
Esther put on her royal apparel and appeared before the king. And when the king saw her, he asked, "What is thy request? It shall be given unto you to the half of the kingdom." And what Esther requested, it was granted unto her. Shall we be on our feet right now as we lift our voice of thanksgiving to the Lord, saying, "Father, thank you for granting us dominion, order of favor, thereby opening impossible doors to us this year." Lift up your voice and give quality thanks to the Lord this morning, saying, "Father, thank you for granting us dominion, order of favor, thereby opening impossible doors to us this year. We give you thanks. We bless your name. We magnify you. Father, thank you for granting us dominion, order of favor, thereby opening impossible doors unto us this year. We thank you, Father. We appreciate you for opening impossible doors, doors of favor, doors of breakthrough, doors of abundance. We give you all the glory. Father, thank you for granting us dominion, order of favor. We celebrate your name, Jesus. We lift your name on high. You deserve all the glory. Accept our thanksgiving, Lord. Father, thank you for granting us dominion, order of favor, thereby opening impossible doors to us this year. Lift up your voice and give quality thanks to the Lord this morning. Appreciate him for all the doors that have been opening unto us since the year began. We magnify you, Jesus. We give you all the glory. Father, thank you for granting us dominion, order of favor, thereby opening impossible doors to us this year. We thank you, Father. We give you all the praise. We exalt your name. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Father, thank you for granting us dominion, order of favor, thereby opening impossible doors unto us this year. We give you thanks. We bless your name. We thank you, Father, for granting us dominion, order of favor, thereby opening impossible doors to us this year. We give you all the glory. Doors of businesses, doors of career, you have opened them since the year began. We return with the heart of thanksgiving. We return with the heart of appreciation. Father, thank you. Jesus, thank you for opening impossible doors. We give you all the glory for granting us dominion, order of favor. We give you all the praise, Lord, thereby opening impossible doors to us this year. Lift up your voice and give God quality thanks. Appreciate him intensely from the depth of your heart. Give him the glory. Give him the honor. Adore him this morning. Father, we thank you. Father, we praise you. Thank you for granting us dominion, order of favor, thereby opening impossible doors to us this year. Just the way you have done to Esther, you have done the same thing to us. We have returned to give you quality thanks, to appreciate you, Jesus. Father, thank you for opening impossible doors, doors of abundance and breakthrough, doors of revelation, doors of change of levels. We give you all the praise, Lord. Father, thank you for granting us dominion, order of favor, thereby opening impossible doors to us this year. Lift up your voice and give him thanks. Appreciate him the more. Give him the glory. Give him the honor. Exalt his name. You can thank him in the spirit. You can thank him in your understanding. Just be sure your thanksgiving is reaching out to heaven. Lepa ande kerebra lokatozia. Zazoza akekere branda kata. Raso kande kerebra lakatozia. Mare parakando to ekere kataya raswa katende epreketo tuza mare katuza. Father, we give you thanks. We bless your name. Lift up your two hands to Jesus. Wave it unto him for the doors of favor that he has been opening since the year began. Blessed be your name. In Jesus' wonderful name, we have given thanks. Put those hands together for him and please be seated.
I have dominion. We'll rise up again shortly, giving thanks to God. And when we rise, we'll be saying, "Father, thank you for preserving your blessings over this commission since inception." Let that amen be louder. Psalm 132:13-15. "For the Lord has chosen Zion, he has desired it for his habitation. This is my rest forever. Here will I dwell, for I have desired it. I will abundantly bless her provision. I will satisfy her poor with bread. Let's rise up on our feet and lift up our voice, giving thanks to God. Father, thank you for preserving your blessings over this commission since inception. Lift up your voice as we give thanks to God. Father, thank you for preserving your blessings. Thank you for preserving your blessings in this commission. Father, we give you praise and glory. Thank you for preserving your blessings over this commission since inception. Lord, we magnify your name. Since inception, you have been our help and you have been our shield. Father, thank you for preserving your blessings over this commission. Lord, thank you for preserving your blessings over this commission since inception. We give you all the praise. We give you all the glory. We give you all the adoration. Father, thank you for preserving your blessings over this commission since inception today. We magnify you, Jesus. We celebrate you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for preservation of your blessings over this commission since inception to this moment. We thank you for the abundance of blessing and for preserving those blessings on every side. Thank you, Jesus. We magnify you. Lord, we bless your name. Thank you for preserving your blessings over this commission. Thank you for preserving your blessings over this commission. We give you the praise. We give you the glory. We give you the honor. We give you the adoration. Thank you for preserving your blessings over this commission since inception today. To you be the glory. To you be the honor. To you be the adoration. Lord, we magnify you. If our heads were tongues, they are not enough to praise you for the preservation of the blessings, your blessings to this commission. From inception till date, we give you the praise. We give you the glory. Father, we thank you. Jesus, we celebrate you. Father, thank you for preserving your blessings over this commission since inception till this moment. Jesus, we thank you. Savior, we magnify you. Blessed be your name, O God. Is someone giving quality thanks to Jesus? Magnify the name of the Lord. Celebrate the name of the Lord. Father, thank you for preserving your blessings over this commission since inception till this moment. It has been your good end, your grace and your favor on every side. Father, thank you for preservation of your blessings upon this commission since inception. We give you the glory. We give you the praise. We give you the honor. We give you the adoration. Father, thank you for preserving your blessings over this commission since inception. Since inception, we magnify you. We give you the glory. We give you the praise. Thank him in your understanding. Thank him in the spirit. For he that giveth thanks in the spirit doeth it well. Le copre catobra, rego preleto breliata, mato precato setobre, ato breliata gadaba, resonte praliata, marato preto sotobre, eto braliata, masoso preliata, mare suze ketebre, mare cata cabrolia, eto bolobozu sedebe, le copra cata, maro suze ketebre, mare ketuse calabra, mare tuse. Lift up your hands. Give God thanks. Give him praise. Give him the glory. Father, thank you. Thank you, mighty God. Jesus, we give you praise. Blessed be your holy name, O God. In Jesus' mighty name, we have given thanks. Put those wonderful hands together for Jesus, and you may take your seat.
I have dominion. This time, we shall be rising for a personal supplication. We shall be presenting our balance expectations in God for the year and for the season. And I recommend that we do that via thanksgiving. In John chapter 11, Jesus had a lingering expectation. In verse 41, he engaged the mystery of thanksgiving, saying, Father, thank you that thou hearest me. And in verse 44, his expectation was fully delivered. Lazarus came, he was loose, and he was let go. This morning, as we engage this key, our expectations shall be perfected. Can I hear louder? Amen. Let's rise right now. Go before the Lord. Take your favorite position in the next 4 minutes, engaging the key and the mystery of thanksgiving for the full delivery of your balances for this year and season in God, and it shall be granted you. Please rise this morning as we go before the Lord with a grateful heart, perfecting your prayers with intense thanksgiving, thanking him in your understanding, thanking him in the spirit, appreciate him, glorify him, celebrate him in anticipation of his faithfulness. Ledo bradia laganta nambam brondia la ratanta dabada. Elorogo brodo zobradi satana. O shisha da kleka baba loto brani. Ele dorotom brade. Alpha and Omega. Auto and the finisher, beginning and the ending. We honor and celebrate you this morning. Eloro don bradia lagatando santia la branda babante. Eloro zuza marabrado satiara bro shatana. Wave your hands and give him glory. It is done. In Jesus' precious name, we have given thanks. Give Jesus a big hand of praise and please be seated.
I have dominion. It's testimony time in this service. Praise God.
Please listen to the following documented testimonies and be blessed. Number one, 8 years barrenness destroyed. We got married in 2011, and since then we have been believing God for the fruit of the womb. We went to the hospital and I was told that I had hormonal imbalance, a report that I rejected. We do attend Fathers and Mothers of Nation every Shiloh and obey everything Mama asks us to do. Then we started paying offering for the unborn and also engaged in kingdom advancement prayers. On November 21, 2018, I was confirmed pregnant. And when I was 11 weeks gone, I was sick and was admitted in Covenant University Health Center. While on admission, the devil struck and I started bleeding. It was like water coming out from a tap that the sanitary pad could not hold it, but a blanket. That night, my husband reminded me of Papa's word that I am pregnant with a baby and not blood. He also said that we are in Canaan land, where nothing dies, that I can never miscarry the pregnancy. I tied the mantle on my neck and started saying those words, and lo and behold, we went for scan and it was confirmed that the baby was kicking and bouncing. When the pregnancy was 30 weeks plus, my water broke and I was rushed to the hospital. The doctor said I had a ruptured membrane and said I had to be operated on to save my life and that of the baby. At the theater room, I told them that they must not remove my mantle, which I placed on my neck. The doctor opened me up twice because, according to him, he said he could not see the baby at the usual place. So he needed to stitch it back and opened another place where he finally found the baby. To God be the glory. I gave birth to my baby girl on May 23, 2019. Celebrate Jesus with a hand clap. We have come to fulfill our vows to the God of Shiloh. We have come to present Oluwa Foyin Solami, Oluwa Shemi Lanu, in the Oluwa rejoice to God that faileth not. Praise the Lord. The testifiers are Mr. and Mrs. B. Gabriel. Someone put those hands together for Jesus. Number two, kidnapped wife released by prophetic declarations. My wife returned from Shiloh 2019 celebration night in one of the viewing centers in Jos, Plateau State, on Friday, and by 1 a.m. on Saturday, some criminals entered her apartment and abducted her and two other tenants. I came for the impartation service at LFC Nkaliki Viewing Center, Ebonyi State, and believed God for intervention. The kidnappers called and demanded for 2 million naira. But I believed the God of this commission and keyed into the prophetic declaration by God's servant, Bishop David Oyedepo, that she will be released on hot without paying any ransom. The God of this commission showed up and she was miraculously released. Celebrate Jesus. She was miraculously released without paying a dime and she is back home safely. I return all the glory to God. The testifier is Simon O. Please rise up to your feet. Put those hands together for this miracle working God. Give him all the praise and the glory due to him alone.
Hallelujah. Shall we lift our hands and voices and give thanks to God this morning? Let your voice of gratitude be heard on high. Give him thanks. Give him praise. Give him glory. He's the one who hears us every time we call. Make sure your voice of gratitude is heard on high this morning. Give the glory unto him. Give the honor unto him. Give adoration unto him. Celebrate his faithfulness. Make sure your voice of gratitude is heard on high this morning. You are giving quality thanks unto the Lord. You are giving praise and glory to his name. You are celebrating the faithfulness of our God. Do it with all your heart this morning. Appreciate him and give him the praise. Appreciate him and give him the praise. Appreciate him and give him the praise. Father, we give you the praise, the glory, for the testimonies he has given us. Give him glory, give him honor. For the answers he has given to our prayers, give him praise and give him honor. Celebrate him. He's worthy of all the praise. He's worthy of all the glory. He's worthy of all the honor. He's worthy of all adoration. Thank him and thank him. And do it from the bottom of your heart. And now begin to ask him to speak to you this morning. Speak to me, Lord, today. Day unto day utter speech. Night unto night shows knowledge. Lord, give me the word for the day. Give me the encounter for the moment. I'm here to be changed and transformed by you. Now begin to give thanks unto him. Bless his holy name. Father, we say thank you. We bless your name, Jesus. You are worthy of all the praise, and you are worthy of all the glory. Accept our thanksgiving, Lord. In Jesus' precious name we have prayed. Our Father, we have come before you today, and we are grateful for the privilege that we have to be in your presence. We thank you because we know that indeed you hear us every time we call upon you. And Lord, the evidence is in all the testimonies that we keep hearing. For it, we give you all the praise. And now this morning, we are before you asking that you will speak to us again. By your word, let every one of us be changed and let's be transformed. We give you thanks for it. In Jesus' precious name, we have prayed. Somebody believe, say loud, amen. Give Jesus a big hand, and please, you may be seated in his presence. I have dominion. Our line of exhortations all through this week has been engaging the mystery of thanksgiving and praise for fulfillment of prophecy. Engaging the mystery of thanksgiving and praise for fulfillment of prophecy. We have come to recognize that with God, his ways are different from the ways of man. In Isaiah 55, verse 8 and verse 9, he said, my ways are not your ways, and my thoughts are not your thoughts. As high as heaven is from the earth, so are my ways from your ways, and my thoughts from your thoughts. So God makes it clear that his way of dealing is different and in variance from that of man. With man, thanksgiving is offered only in acknowledgement of what has been done. But with God, thanksgiving is offered in anticipation of what must be done. So man concludes their gratitude when, you know, an action has been executed. But God demands gratitude for actions to be executed. The plan of God requires gratitude to be fulfilled in the life of any man. And this is made clear to us in scriptures in the book of 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 and verse 18. The Bible tells us there, it said, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus. And Habakkuk 3 verse 17 to 19, he said, although the fig tree does not blossom, he said, and there is no, you know, herd in the stall, he said, that the labor of the olive fails, he said, the field yields no meat, he said, yet I will rejoice, I will join the God of my salvation. He will make my feet like hinds' feet, and I will walk upon my high places. In other words, what you do in every situation determines what becomes of that situation. If you don't offer thanks and gratitude, you cannot experience the full delivery of the promise and the blessing of God. In Psalm 100 and verse 4, Psalm 100 verse 4, the Bible says, enter into his gates with thanksgiving and to his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his holy name. That scripture makes it very clear to us that thanksgiving is not only what you do to gain entrance to God's presence, but to make exit with God's promise. If you are going to go out with the promise of God, from the presence of God, then you require gratitude to God. With thanksgiving, you make entrance to God's presence. And with thanksgiving, you make exit with God's promise. That is why it becomes vital and important that if we are going to see prophecies fulfilled, thanksgiving is an absolute necessity. We've been looking at various examples in scriptures, and this morning we're going to look at the example of Abraham. According to scriptures, we have come to recognize Abraham as this man that received a promise from God for a child. At the time the promise came, Abraham was an old man at the age of 75. In Genesis 12, verse 1 to 3, God speaking to Abraham says, "Go out of your father's house, go from your kindred, go to a land that I will show you." He says, "And I will bless you, I will make your name great, and you shall become a blessing." He says in verse 3, "I will bless them that bless thee, and I will curse them that bless thee. And in thee shall all the families of the earth be blessed." We find the starting point of God's promise to Abraham there. God was telling him that there is something I've put inside of you that your generation will be a blessing to every family upon the earth. But this was a man that was barren, no child to show. In fact, we go on to see in chapter 18 of Genesis and verse 12, how that the Lord speaking yet again to Abraham and to Sarah, he said, according to the time of life, you will embrace a son. And Abraham at this point was 99 years old, no child yet. Sarah, his wife, was 89 years old, no child yet. But God was still saying that this thing was going to come to pass. You see, in the midst of that kind of situation, many people will fall into depression. But this is what the scripture says. Isaiah 54, verse 1 to 3. It says, "Single barren, thou that is not bring forth." It said, "Break forth into season, into singing, thou that was left as desolate. You didn't travail with child. For there are more children to the desolate than the children of the married wife." It says, "Stretch forth the curtain of your habitation. Spare not. Lengthen your cord, strengthen your stakes, for thou shalt break forth on the right hand and on the left hand." What was God saying there? He said, the situation may look contrary, but begin to offer gratitude. Sing, O barren. Your situation has not changed yet, but start the singing now. He says, "Sing, O barren, and thou that is not bring forth." He said, "Break forth into singing, you that did not travail with children." He said, "Because very soon you will have more than those that seem to have the advantage over you." What is God saying to you and to me, therefore? It takes gratitude to instigate divine intervention. If you want to see God step in on your behalf, step up in gratitude. If you want to see God step in on your behalf, step up in gratitude. You must recognize the necessity of living a life of continuous gratitude. When Sarah had Isaac, this is what she said in Genesis 21, verse 1 to 3. Sarah began to say, who would have thought that Sarah would ever give a child suck? He said, "God has made me to laugh, and all of those that hear me, they will laugh also with me." She was a woman that understood the pattern through which her breakthrough came. Our turnaround is tied to our gratitude. Our testimony is tied to our gratitude. Our lifting is tied to our gratitude. Our open door is tied to our gratitude. God makes it very clear to us, therefore, you must of necessity maintain a heart and life of gratitude to see prophecies fulfilled. The prophecy came to Abraham, but it was fulfilled on the platform of gratitude. Romans chapter 4, we have a clear picture here from verse 18 down to verse 21. The Lord speaking concerning Abraham said, "Who against hope believed in hope that he might become the father of many nations, according to that which was spoken, so shall thy seed be." He said, "And being not weak in faith, he considered not his own body now dead, when he was about 100 years old, neither the deadness of Sarah's womb." But what was he doing? He staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief, but he was strong in faith, doing what? Giving glory to God. He said in verse 21, being fully persuaded that what he had promised, he was also able to perform. The Bible said concerning Sarah in Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 11, it says she received strength to conceive seed because she judged him faithful who had promised. You see, when you begin to celebrate God based on his integrity and his character, you see his manifested power in your direction. The moment you are celebrating on the basis of his integrity and his power, you begin to see him manifest in your direction. Shout hallelujah. I say shout hallelujah. We must recognize, therefore, God does not run out of time. It is man that runs out of thanks. When you don't run out of thanks, what may look like no time is sufficient for God to step in. It looked as if Abraham had run out of time, but Abraham did not run out of thanks, and therefore the promise was delivered. Even this year, in the days that remain, whatever is still hanging yet to be delivered, as you offer gratitude to God in this month, it will be delivered before the year crosses over. Somebody believe me, say louder, amen. I said, somebody believe me, say louder, amen. It is never an issue of time with God. God is a timeless God, never bound by the restriction of time. All that it requires is your faith expressed in gratitude. And when that takes place, you see him step in and turn your story around. That will be your testimony in the name of Jesus. Beyond that, as individuals, we come to recognize that corporately, as we thank God, we secure his presence, and that guarantees us continuous growth, even as a church. We see that in Psalm 22, verse 3, it said, thou art holy, thou that inhabitest the praises of Israel. And we are told in 1 Corinthians 3, verse 6, it said, Paul planted Apollos water, but it is God that gives the increase. So the moment God's presence is retained, increase is attained. That is why you and I must, at every point in time, sustain our gratitude. Never give in to the temptation to murmur. Never give in to the temptation to complain. Complaining complicates matters. Murmuring puts a man into devastation. The Bible said in 1 Corinthians 10, verse 10, it said that the people murmured and they were destroyed by the destroyer. That will not be our experience in the name of Jesus. Therefore, we must at every point in time maintain a heart of gratitude. Even when things don't look the way you want them to look, give thanks. It is the pathway to seeing the prophecy fulfilled. The prophecy for this year will be fulfilled in your life. Every prophecy of Shiloh will find expression in your life in the name of Jesus Christ. Rise your feet with me. Lift your hand before God. And from the depth of your heart now, give quality thanks to him. Give quality thanks to God. 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 Whatever it is that you are anticipating, expecting, give him thanks for it. 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 Not only are you acknowledging what he has done, but you are reminding him through gratitude of what is yet to be done. Give quality thanks unto God this morning from the depth of your heart. Don't let anything be left untouched in your gratitude this morning for your life as an individual. In your family, give him thanks for it. Whatever area of your life that you have seen his hand and his finger, give glory unto God. He said, give glory unto God before he calls darkness. Therefore, give him thanks from the depth of your heart. Let it touch every aspect of your life as an individual, your family, your business, your career, your health, your vitality, your spiritual life, every aspect, give him quality thanks. Anything good you have seen has come from God. Every good and every perfect gift has come from above, from the Father of light, in whom there is no variableness or shadow of turning. Lift your voice and let gratitude issue from your heart unto God this morning. Let it issue from your heart unto God this morning. Include the things that you are expecting. Give thanks for them. The things you are anticipating. The prophecies that you are holding on to. The expectations that you are presented unto God. Give glory unto him for them. Appreciate him from the depth of your heart. Father, we have come to say thank you. Blessed be your name. You are worthy of all the praise. You are worthy of all the glory. You are worthy of all the honor. And all adoration is yours. In Jesus' precious name we have prayed. Lift your hands. Father, we receive of you this morning the grace required to maintain gratitude as a lifestyle. Whatever complains in any one of us, let it be crucified today. From this day, our hearts become altars of gratitude. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Thank you, Father, for it. In Jesus' precious name. Now make your decrees concerning the day. The day is loaded, but you will have what you say. Therefore, speak. Speak and pick what you desire. Speak and pick what you desire. In the name of Jesus, the day is blessed, loaded with testimonies, loaded with visitations, loaded with encounters, a day of revelation, a day of advancement, a productive day. This day must answer supernaturally, must answer speedily, must answer supernaturally, and must answer speedily in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' precious name we have prayed. Father, we give you thanks. According to every decree made, let the day speak on our behalf. Thank you, Father, for it. In Jesus' precious name. Let's share the goodness and personalize it. Surely, God's goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. And I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen. Peace. Let's share it corporately. Surely, God's goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives. And we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen. Peace. I have dominion and I take dominion. Congratulations. Amen and amen. Congratulations, somebody else. Go be blessed.